Damien, we're kicking off the Business Watch talking about news of Doneta County agreeing to give hazard pay to some essential workers. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. The county government is going to be using some of the money it received from the Federal CARES Act to provide hazard pay for some crucial county employees. The county commission last week approved about $320,000 of CARES funding for the hazard pay program. And this comes out of about $1.4 million in local government grant money that they received. So they'll be using that to pay hazard pay of up to about $750 for employees who performed hazardous duty work involving physical hardship during the pandemic. That's expected to impact up to 387 county employees, according to County Manager Fernando Macias.
Some important news for a lot of folks working for the county. Now, we're moving on to news of New Mexico tapping federal loans to pay for unemployment benefits. What can you tell us about this?
Well, the state has depleted its unemployment benefits trust fund that they had been paying unemployment benefits with, and they've begun to use some federal loans to help keep up with the claims, which, as we've discussed in the past, just keep coming in. And some experts are saying that that spending could trigger higher taxes if they're not repaid. Right now, New Mexico is looking at an unemployment rate of about 11.4%. That's as of August, which exceeds neighboring states. So, you know, we're definitely continuing to look at an uphill battle. And as we continue to talk about unemployment, state officials are seriously considering reinstating the return to work requirements, the work search requirements that typically go with unemployment benefits, but have been suspended during the pandemic.
Are state lawmakers now eyeing towards next year on what they may have to do in regards to addressing this issue?
I suspect that that is going to be a serious conversation that's going to have to be had, especially if unemployment figures continue to loom above 10%. Are we going to have to reallocate more money to unemployment benefits moving forward? That's a conversation for lawmakers in the upcoming session.
Okay, Damien. We'll obviously stay updated with that. I want to move on to a big story that you have in the paper today. It's been 6 months since the U.S.-Mexico border restrictions have been in place due to COVID-19. You have a story about the human impact that El Pasoans are facing with these restrictions. What can you tell us about the story?
That's right. We're really proud of the work that our Veronica Martinez did. She teamed up with Lauren Villagran of the El Paso Times and put together a really human story, putting a face on just the hardships that this has created as we've closed down the border for non-essential travel. The family and financial obligations are certainly mounting for those whose lives are divided by the border, who have family on both sides of the border. It's really a great story. And like I said, it puts a very human face on this decision to close the border.
Damien Willis is a lead reporter at the Las Cruces Sun News. He updates us every week on the latest business news. Damien, where can people follow your work and these stories?
Well, of course, you can always find all of our reporting online at www.lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter @Damien Willis.
Thanks, Damien.
Always a pleasure.